Still on Real Focus this morning, right through till 10 o'clock to get us through your Monday morning. Now, the Black Dog ride would be synonymous around Western Australia with its association with mental illness and all that involves, and it's getting quite a following. And joining us in the studio this morning is the founder of the Black Dog ride, Steve Andrews. Steve, good to talk to you this morning.
Good morning, Chase, and it's good to be with you.
We've spoken to you a few times on Real Focus, but just for those that might not have been listening, tell us a little bit about the Black Dog ride and what it is.
Basically, our mission is to raise awareness of depression and suicide prevention and ultimately start a conversation which leads people to get help. That's really our number one focus, and we've become fundraisers almost by default, and we've been quite successful in that regard. But we really want to get the word out there that depression is an illness, and it's something that's treatable, and it's something that people need to go and get help for.
It certainly is. We're going to talk today about the Australia One Day, which is happening on March the 23rd. This is a ride, 31 rides all around Australia that are happening. But firstly, let's talk about who it's going to benefit. Tell us a little bit about Lifeline, who is the beneficiary of this ride.
Thanks, Chase. For the last 2 years, this is the third year now, we've had an association with Lifeline, and wonderful organisation. As most people will know, they're at the end of the telephone, and their counselling service and crisis support services really are there to ultimately save lives. And when people are at in emotional crisis or just don't know where to turn, they can make a call to Lifeline, or they can get online now, and the Lifeline over the last year or two have developed their crisis support chat line. And in fact, the money we raised on our Red Centre ride last year went to expanding that service. And I suppose that's aimed primarily at people who are a bit reluctant to perhaps get on the phone, but also it's targeted at youth. And because the youth are very comfortable with operating their computers and perhaps more comfortable chatting on the computer to a counsellor. And that service has really been taking a lot of calls and doing a lot of good. And the demographics are showing that it is reaching young people, which is really important.
Certainly is Lifeline a well-deserved beneficiary of any support that they can get. That number, if you are having a little bit of trouble, is 13 11 14, 13 11 14. Give them a call and get yourself some support. Now, for the ride itself, as I said, there's 31 rides on the one day. Tell us, what's it involve?
Oh, basically, as the name implies, it's a ride that's designed really just to get people on their bikes to support the cause on the one day. We generally try to get the rides out of the cities and centred all over the country, every state, every territory, mainly in the regions or just outside the main cities, so people can just enjoy a ride in the country, enjoy the camaraderie which goes with riding motorcycles, and also support a cause. And some people, a lot of people in fact, who ride bikes find it quite therapeutic for their own mental well-being to get out and ride their bikes, so that's part and parcel.
So how far will you, is there a designated route on the day, or you just sort of go till you've left yourself enough time and turn around? Or
It's a little bit more organised than that, but we do have rides like that, but this is an organised ride where generally it goes between 150 and 200 kilometres to the end destination, and then they usually finish just after lunchtime, so people have got plenty of time to get back home. And it's usually about roughly 2 hours of riding. And some of the rides, our ride here in Western, or the ride here in the Southwest, starting from Bridgetown this year, and we're encouraging people to come down on the Saturday. Nelson's a putting on a barbecue for us and a band, and so we'll probably take over the town for the Saturday night on the 22nd, and then we'll head off on the ride, and we'll go to our usual morning tea stop at Nanup, where they really look after us, and then we'll head off and finish the ride in Busselton, as it usually does.
For people that might be listening around the place and they want to get involved with this ride, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is just to go to the Black Dog Ride website, which is just blackdogride.com.au, and they can register online. There's more details there about the ride, and we encourage everyone to get on their bikes and come and join us.
Certainly for those that register early before the 9th of March, there is a bit of an incentive there.
Yes, we through one of our riders, a local jeweller, Clayton Gordon, who's been a great supporter of ours. He's crafting a special ring, a Black Dog Ride ring, which I think is valued at about $1,500, and he's donating that. So anyone who registers online before the 9th of March will go in automatically into a draw to possibly win that ring.
So it's worth getting involved early before the 9th of March. If you register, you go in the chance to win that magnificent ring. That is the one day happening on March the 23rd. If you are interested in that, head to blackdogride.com.au and you can find out all about it there and also the details to register. That leads us to the Ride Around Australia, Steve, which is happening in July and August, and you've got an association with Yahava Coffee, but there's some new developments there, so tell us how the planning is going and how that association with Yahava is going to work.
Thanks, Chase. Yeah, we're very excited about the Around Australia ride. I suppose it's taking us back to the roots of the original ride, but we'll be taking a big group with us this time, and instead of doing it solo like I did in 2009, we'll be starting it from Sydney and finishing in Sydney after a stop at Parliament House on the last day. Yahava Coffee Works have been long-time supporters of the ride since the very inception, and this year, after me badgering the owner, Alex, for many years, about not being able to get good coffee once we get out of the cities, we've collectively come up with the idea of the Moto Cafe, which is, I don't know if it's a world first, but it's certainly pretty rare. It's a motorcycle with a sidecar, a tilter sidecar outfit, which will have a custom-built espresso machine. And that's going to join the ride all the way around Australia with us, with Alex serving us great coffee as we go.
That will be excellent. That's the July and August. No doubt we'll find out more about that. That's the Ride Around Australia, the Black Dog Ride, which we'll continue to support here at Rural Focus. As I said, if you're interested in either that or the one day, which is happening in March on the 23rd, you can head to blackdogride.com.au. And we encourage anyone that's perhaps struggling a little bit and needs someone to talk to give Lifeline a call. 1311 14. That's 1311 14. Steve, thanks for joining us on Rural Focus this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, and all the best with both of your rides.
Thanks very much, Chase, and I'd like to thank Rural Focus for their support of Black Dog Ride.